Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Tim Coldiron from Promise Village and Milan Yurkovich from Milan Yurkovich. And your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000.
I'm struggling with abandonment issues, and I want to know how to move forward from it.
How would I reconcile a betrayal from a friend that was just a really deep wound?
I can always do good for short periods of time.
Yeah.
Like, pick myself right back up.
Michael, I believe you, and I hear that in you. We see that. But none of us were designed to have to pick ourselves up.
First of all, I'm wondering why it has to be somebody's fault that he died, because terrible things do happen in life.
I think you're going to lose
this
battle.
I have to let it go, don't I?
Yeah.
Part of what I would do is spend some time preparing my family to say, this is going to be tough, but we need to put it in the context of what would Jesus have us do.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Tim Coldiron. We'll be talking about Promise Village here in a minute. Milan Yurkovich, as he said, from Milan Village, and your phone calls. But first, we're doing 2 weeks with Max Lucado from his book, Max on Life. I want you to hear this segment right now. Max, you take on some of the toughest questions, and one that I want you to cover now is a question about a woman who had a sinful past, but she came to Christ, and she marries a man who is a virgin, and he knows about her past, everything's great, and then it starts to bother him, and it wreaks havoc on every area, their sex life, every area there. And you answer this quite profoundly. It's common, and it's a difficult one to answer.
It is, and it is a common question, and that's how do we make peace with our past, and then how can we, as part of a family, help a person make peace with their past? I think the real conversation I'd like to have is with this lady's husband, because he can help her or he can hurt her. You know, sometimes we bring up the past because it becomes a leverage. It becomes a weapon in our relationships with others. But we have to get to the point where we see our loved ones the way God sees them. Nobody married a perfect person. Nobody
right.
did. And so part of marriage is learning to help a person overcome their past, not drudge up their past. We're not doing a favor one for our spouses when we bring up their past. Listen, if this dear lady is in Christ, and I'm confident that she is, that means that she has been forgiven of her past.
That's right.
God has dealt with it. He has moved on. She can move on, and the husband needs to move on as well.
He does.
I love this idea that, and it's certainly not original with me, but that phrase that God restores our spiritual virginity. He creates a sense of purity. And Scripture says that we are blameless and holy in His sight because we are in Christ. God does not hold our past against us. And I would encourage this woman's husband not to hold her past against her, but I especially urge this woman to receive completely the forgiveness of Christ.
Right.
He changes our identity so He can change our behavior. He doesn't demand that we change our behavior so He can change our identity. He changes our identity first, and that creates within us a spirit of courage and faith and energy so that we can change our behavior. And so I would encourage this husband to give to her the same grace that God has given to him.
Well, so often we quote and say that, therefore, there is now no condemnation in Jesus Christ, and then we go on to fill it in, well, except if you've done this or that. And I really hope that he'll turn this around and focus on her and what he can give to her, not what he can bring up and take away. It's a brilliant answer.
Well,
it comes.
Yeah, the truth is, by bringing this up, he's engaging in a behavior that's as harmful as any behavior she engaged in.
That's right.
And so it's time to stand on the common place of grace, and that's where a marriage is built.
It's an amazing thing about the faith, this grace thing, where you truly can have the slate wiped clean for you. It's hard to believe, but it's there, and we need to offer that to other people. And I think Max covered that well. It's from his book, Max on Life, Answers and Inspiration for Today's Questions. And we'll give you a copy if you'll call us today and ask a question here on the air. We'll give one to you. We're going to take a break and come back with our calls right after this at 1-800-229-3000. Stay tuned and join us. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Experience new life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Join Steve Arterburn, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and Milan Yurkovich of New Life Live for a daily time of teaching. You'll have the experience of a lifetime visiting the places where the events of Scripture really happened. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Masada, and much more. Not only will you see the sites that bring history and Scripture to life, but Stephen Curtis Chapman will perform a once-in-a-lifetime private concert. Out of these ashes, beauty will rise, and we will dance along the way. We will see it. If there was ever a trip you don't want to miss, this is it. Experience new life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Call and sign up today at 1-800-223-3855. Or for more information, visit newlife.com. Visit Israel. You will never be the same.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich. He's the author of How We Love and the second book just out, How We Love Our Kids. You can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Tim Coldiron is here. He is the founder of Promise Village. His new book just coming out is...
Well, it's not coming out yet, but hopefully fairly soon.
Tim.
Sorry about that. Taming Your Teen's Anger.
We started talking about that 5 years ago.
It's done. I'm just waiting for the publisher.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, if you have a child and they're 7 to 17 and they're in trouble, Promise Village could be the answer. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I want to talk with Karma from Denver, Colorado. KRKS is the station. Hello, Karma.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Certainly.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, my question is about my marriage. My husband has been unfaithful, and we separated for about 6 months, and I've extended grace and told him that I could forgive him if he could forgive me. And my question is, he's come back home, but my question is, no, well, he has come back home, but he's still seeing her. He told me he's not, but the evidence is pointing otherwise. And she called me also and told me that she's still seeing him.
Still seeing him.
Yes.
Is there any reason for him to be seeing her other than he just lied to you?
She claims she's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's true. She said that before.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What's the question for us then?
What's the question?
What's the question for us then?
My question is, you know, I've been trying to stand for my marriage, and I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, at this point.
All right. So when he had the affair, you then let him just come back in because he felt bad about it and wanted your forgiveness. Is that right?
No. He was gone for 6 months, and, you know, I took the time to examine myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that I needed to do some things to be a better wife.
Okay, but what did you require of him before he moved back in? He's the one that had the affair. Did you require anything of him, any criteria for him moving back in?
He said that he was... sorry, he apologized. And
okay, but what I was asking, and what I was asking is, did you require anything of him before he moved back in?
The only thing that I required was testing for sexual transmitted diseases, and also that it was over.
Okay, so you let him come back in because you thought he would just end it and be a man of character, and so he hasn't done either one. So now, what are you willing to do since he's not willing to stop seeing her?
I'm not sure.
Well, standing for your marriage doesn't mean putting up with anything.
Right.
Sometimes that is destroying a marriage. It is more harmful than not being hurtful to him, where you say, you need to leave because you are not here. You're still with her.
Yes.
No matter what you do.
It's tormenting because she calls me.
Okay, so...
And tells me their sexual activity
karma,
and their conversations.
Karma. You got a guy living with you who would pick a woman that would call the spouse and tell her the intimate details of the affair. So your husband's got a big problem. Now, what is it in you that's so desperate that you're not doing the right thing, that you're letting him hang on?
Well, I want to be married.
Okay, but do you want to be married and let him, what, can he...
Oh.
Can he impregnate three women and still stay at the house?
No.
Okay. Can four women call you? Is it, at some point you have to say, I want to be married, but he doesn't want to be married to me.
Yes.
And I have to set a limit or a boundary so that if there is any chance for our marriage, it happens. But it's not going to be healing for you to enable him to continue to see his mistress.
Yes. And he doesn't like to talk about it. He gets very angry.
Okay, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. The question is, what are you willing to do?
See, karma. You said, I want to stand for my marriage. And I think the sentence should be, I want to stand for marriage. Marriage and standing for biblical marriage does not allow this kind of behavior to continue. It's what Jesus called hardness of heart in Matthew 19. He says, because of hardness of heart, Moses permitted divorce. And your husband, in order to stand for marriage, standing for marriage, that it would be a sacred, holy place, would be karma saying, here's a boundary, move out permanently, and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. You put a little bit of a twist in there because you really don't, and you make him think a little bit. And then you say, well, you know what? If you can convince me maybe a year from now that things are really, really different, and if you want me back, prove it to me in a big way if you ever want to get my attention again. But you create a declaration of independence, and that would be standing for marriage because this is not a marriage. And Steve's right. Your desperation, I want to be married, is overriding all of this, this stronger stance. It's overriding it.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. That's just one man's opinion, but I think Steve is saying
absolutely.
The same thing.
Tim, your thoughts?
Got to set the limit. You know, stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And she's fallen for this desperate measures. And what does that mean? It means you've got to kick him out or you got to move out. I mean, there is...
I'd change my cell phone number. I wouldn't even talk to these other women. I mean, I wouldn't even give them the time of day.
No, I wouldn't answer the phone. I would let it go into the answering machine. And,
hello, new numbers.
Yeah, new numbers is good.
New emails.
All right, I'm going to send you How We Love. It's Mylon's book. I'll send you Healing is a Choice. I hope both of those will be a blessing to you. You hang on and we'll get those to you. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. Did you know we have a Christian drug and alcohol program in Florida? It's, tell you, it's a good one. And it's right there in West Palm Beach. If you need some help, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or if you know somebody that needs help, we would love to help them. I'd like to talk with Lisa from Sacramento, California, KFIA. Hi, Lisa.
There. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, my husband and I have a really good marriage, actually. And but there, of course, are boundaries, and you know, or there's communication things going on. And
I don't know why it is, but every time I hear about a good marriage, it just starts to go south from there. You know what I mean?
So, that felt like a build up to get down to what your question is.
Yeah, we have a good marriage, but.
But here's my question.
Okay.
However, yeah. Well, so we've both been, we're in a blended family, so we've both been married in the past. And, You know, I found that he has walls that are up, and I was finding that these walls were really hurting me. You know, like he uses cynicism, or, you know, he's not really willing to share very deeply about things, or I don't know, he just has these walls that are up. And then I had a kind of a revelation that really the walls weren't against me, because, you know, we do have a trusting relationship with one another, but really they're unresolved issues, I think, with his ex. And so I brought these things to his attention very kindly, but he doesn't really want to deal with it or look at it. So I just want to know what I can do with myself to, you know, to support him, or to, you know, like, I understand that he has this pain and this brokenness, and I don't want to push him, because that's not really fair to him either, because he has to be willing to want to deal with it.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, I want a godly, you know, a marriage, and I want to be able to have free and open communication and to be able to get deeper involved in each other's, you know, selves and lives and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, not quite sure how to continue on with this.
So how much premarital counseling did you have?
None.
That's right, because you probably married him very ideally. There, no red flags. You had him on a pedestal. Yes? No?
Potentially. I mean, we actually had a long-distance relationship, and then I moved here, and we lived together for only like 6 or 7 months, and then we got married.
Okay, so really, you didn't have to develop a deep relationship.
Well, we did a lot.
Well,
if you
doesn't matter. That's not deep. A lot of talking doesn't equal deep. What I'm saying here, Lisa, is you got just what you signed up for.
Okay.
Now, you're not trying to make her feel bad about.
Well, I'm trying to. Yes, I am, yeah. Kind
okay.
of. I want her to accept the reality of. If you have what you have because you settled for that, and you didn't inquire and test more fully, I'd like to suggest he doesn't have unresolved issues from his ex. He probably has unresolved issues from his family of origin,
mm-hmm.
that he still that manifested itself with failed marriage number one. And it's the same stuff, the inability to delve deeply is the same stuff that you're feeling now that probably marriage number one also felt.
Okay.
And I think you do have a right, Lisa, to say to him, no, I do require more. You know, you said, I don't feel like I can require more unless he wants to. In your defense now, I think you do deserve more than that. And so does he. But it's not about the ex. It's about his family of origin. Because mm-hmm. it, just like I said a little while ago on another show, he can't rise any higher than his family of origin trained him. And if his family never trained him to go deep, he's not going to know how.
Now, are you a believer?
I am, yes.
And is he?
No, he doesn't know the Lord yet.
Okay. Well, what if you were to say to him, you know what, we kind of got off to a weird start, you know, with the long distance thing, and then we move in, and now here we are, and I'm just wondering if we could maybe start over. And it's either you go to the New Life Weekend for marriage, or you get that premarital counseling that you never got.
Okay.
That sometimes works with a person. You say,
it's,
you know what,
we
never got premarital counseling. Let's go get it. And they, well, what? But most people say, you know, maybe that's a good thing, that we kind of start over and get the premarital counseling that we didn't get when we were single.
I think that's a good approach because, mm-hmm. you know, when you try to approach these other subjects, I mean,
yeah.
You know, he gets defensive and he feels like, oh, well, now you're telling me that things are my fault. And I'm like, no, I'm not. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out how to
yeah.
approach it in a way that's not threatening.
Yeah,
you know?
So that doesn't mention one negative thing about him, not one issue. It's you taking some responsibility for you, too. And I hope that could get you out of this jam a little bit.
Lisa, do you think he's
yeah.
happy with the way things are?
You know, I think that he is. You know, of course, I've had my own deeper issues to deal with, and in being a believer, I have really turned to Christ and to my church counseling and things like that to help me deal with those things. And he's been extremely supportive of me, because, of course, mine were family root issues also. And we've gone to counseling to deal with issues with, you know, co-parenting and, you know, blended families and such. So you know, I think that he is happy, and maybe this is a good way for us to approach this.
You talked about walls and defensiveness. Typically, you don't have to be defensive if you don't have something to defend. And you don't have to put walls up unless there's something that you're trying to cover up or keep others from seeing. And he may be hurting and struggling, and hopefully this weekend or continuing, you said, I don't want to push, but you can certainly nudge him along so that your relationship can be better in the days ahead.
Okay, I'm going to send you Mylon's book, How We Love. And I hope that you guys could read it together, do the workbook together. It could really, really change things. You'll find him in there, and you'll find yourself in there also.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I like your heart, Lisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work.
I'm sorry Mylon made you feel bad. But no, I'm kidding there. I think it was appropriate.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of New Life Live. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. If you need some help, 1-800-229-3000. New Life.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Tim Coldiron. And Tim, Promise Village, it's a place where kids go. They receive not only love and care and training and therapy and animals, but they receive a place to belong.
Yeah, kids who are struggling. I mean, it's an intensive level of care for sure, to be sent to a place like Promise Village by your parent. Is intense, but the work that happens there is awesome. And for some families, they have tried everything. You'll hear that many times. I've tried everything. Mm-hmm. Counselor after counselor, reports from school. And so angry kids, rebellious kids, kids who are struggling with drugs, other issues, it's an awesome place for them to come. And not only them get healing, but also for their whole family and parents as well.
What do you think is the number one anger issue in those kids? What is the number one thing they're angry about?
The kids that come our way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's tied to entitlement. And I think...
Because of what?
The world. I think that the world has changed so much. And I think that you know, with parents not meeting the, they feel like not meeting their needs, not providing. And it's kids are hurried nowadays, and the entitlement is intense. And then it translates to anger, then disrespect, rebellion, and then things spiral out of control, and before you know it, parents are desperate.
Sure.
And kids are struggling. What about you? What do you think, based on, I know you did this book, How We Love Our Kids.
Well, to me, there's the angry child in many cases. You know, the Bible says parents don't make your kids angry.
Provoke.
And don't provoke them to anger. And so I think one of the ways that, there's many ways parents can do that, and it's by not listening to the child, not being reasonable, having double standards, you know, just not seeing the child as a person, and really respecting that that child has thoughts, feelings, mind, will, and emotions, that by the time they're 18, they're going to be a legal adult. So they're going to be developing those very early on, and they need to respect them. And the kids have to have a sense of, my parents see and know me. Most people come to our workshops, they never thought their parents ever saw them or knew them.
Well, you had a great idea for Milan Village to drop the parents off.
Yeah, it's a place where all the kids can drop their parents off. If they go, you know, my mom's a little wackadoo here, I think I'll just drop her off. She's driving me nuts. Because, Tim, I think you'll agree, in some of these cases, some of these parents are really themselves.
No, without a doubt.
Struggling deeply, and they need a place to go to, which brings us to a New Life Weekend, doesn't it?
Yep, we're having one, and their marriage week, the marriage weekend is next month in May. And Mylon and Kay and Dave and Jan Stoop, myself, will be doing this together, and it'll be a great, great time. I think you'd really, really be glad if you wanted your marriage a little bit better, or if you were about to bail. It would be a great, great experience for you. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about the Every Man's Battle marriage. No, we'll tell you about Every Man's Battle, or we'll tell you about the marriage weekend. Either
one. We
could
put all those together. The Every Man's Battle marriage restored your heart.
Yeah. Julie from Seattle, Washington. Hi there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you today?
Well, actually, I had called you about 9 years ago when I was a newlywed.
Oh, I remember that. Feeling... I remember that call. Yes. No, I'm...
Yeah, so long ago.
Yeah.
No. I called 9 years ago with... I was just learning what it was like to be living with someone who had an addiction to pornography and masturbation, and you really helped me out, so I wanted to thank you for that.
Okay, so what happened 9 years ago, and what's happening now?
Well, my question, I'll ask you my question, and then I can give you some details if you need more. We are a military family, and my husband is currently deployed. He's overseas now, the country, and will be for several months.
Okay.
What I want to know is what is the appropriate response if he does mess up while he is deployed? What would be the appropriate response for me?
Well, you'd want to ask him to commit to getting help when he came back. You'd want him to commit to going to the chaplain and confessing what he did and see if the chaplain has some help. You know, what we found is that a lot of the chaplains over there are using Every Man's Battle materials to help him.
So, yes, and he's done Every Man's Battle, and he gets a lot of support at home. And right now he's just establishing that support because he left not too long ago.
Okay.
So, but normally, if he's here and he slips up or whatever, I usually kick him out of the house.
Yeah.
While
so
he seeks some help.
Okay,
and
so he's still slipping up.
But
he's still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, occasionally the problem is with us being military, we move a lot, and usually the moves bring on a setback.
Yeah. Well, why don't you?
Do you know why? Do you know why they do that, Julie?
Do I know why?
Yeah.
I think, well, for him, I think it's because it's very, he has a lot of anxiety.
Right.
And it provokes a lot of those feelings and makes him feel.
So masturbation and pornography is what then?
For him, it makes him feel better.
That's right. It's a stress response mechanism. It's a mood altering device. Do you ever talk to him about that stress?
Yes.
Anxiety,
yes.
And provide comfort for him in other ways besides if you mess up once, I'm going to kick you out of the house.
Mm.
I mean, that in and of itself could also create a high level of anxiety.
Right, yeah. I'm not really sure what else to do.
Okay. Well,
it'd be you guys talking together about him getting additional help from a standpoint of, hey, there's so much more to life than this. I slipped. I didn't. I want to do right, and I didn't. And there's just a
like
life.
An antidepressant could maybe lower his anxiety, could. And then he doesn't have to act
could
out
be.
As much. You know.
Yeah.
That's true. We haven't considered that at all, but okay. He has been seeing a counselor. But now that he's deployed, obviously he's unable to do so.
Yeah. Get him to, or ask him to go see the chaplain over there. That's the short term help.
It's a great
right
question,
now.
Julie.
Howie Love's coming your way. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, everybody. Max Locato here. You know, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and in the process, I've been fortunate to cross paths a few times with Steve Arterburn and his team at New Life. And I can tell you for a fact that these are good people doing real ministry work where the rubber meets the road. One of the ways they help people is through their New Life Weekend. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the transformation that comes from the renewing of your mind. That's what these folks at New Life specialize in. Whether you struggle with anger, unforgiveness, depression, grief, boundaries issues, maybe you've never worked through the pain of a past abortion. Maybe you need a marriage tune-up. Maybe your marriage is in crisis. Listen, these good people can help you. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and ask about the New Life Weekend.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. And Tim Coldiron from Promise Village. Let's go back to our call. Well, we were talking with Julie. We want to finish up with Julie.
Well, you know, for them to get into couples counseling and learn to really deeply listen to each other's souls. Mm. And, maybe you can't take an antidepressant out on the battlefield, but to be able to come home and be able to comfort and listen, and for him to listen to hers, undoubtedly, as a mom staying at home and have her husband deployed, she's got a lot of anxiety too.
Right.
And that's what good couples counseling should do. It should help them learn to create the ability to couple regulate. And that is one of the contributors to decreasing his anxiety, which will decrease his tendency toward wanting to escape through pornography and masturbation. Yeah. Just one contributor.
All right. Let's talk with Laura from Auburn, California. KFIA is the station. Laura, hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
I have a question. I was married for 13 years, and then I got divorced due to the irresponsibility of my husband in drugs and alcohol.
Mm. Did he get treatment?
Yeah, he did, but we finally got divorced. I couldn't take it.
Mm.
It was very difficult for me because I'm a Catholic, you know, and now I'm Christian, but I'm the first one divorced in my family, so that was very tough out of the 13 kids. But the point is, we got divorced last year. We've been separated for 5 years. He went and lived with another woman, and then she finally left him. Now he's coming back to the area where I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He has no job, 3.5 years in unemployment. He's trying to come back. And I see a big change from him. he's back to church, back to Christianity, really talks about the Bible all the time. But I see a little bit of the anger issues towards the kids and me. I've been alone for since we got divorced. And, you know, of course, I do hold some things against him. But I don't want, I've been asking God to help me to go through forgiveness.
All right. So what's the question for us?
The question for you is, should I get back with him or should I give him a chance? I'm afraid of the abuse and, you know, I see the angry issues a few times with the kids.
Yeah. All right. Now,
so I'm really confused.
Why do you think it would be any better this time, one day with him in the house, than before?
I'm sorry? What was the question?
Why would you think it would be any better, the relationship with you and him, just for even one day back in the house, than it was before he had the lady and then she left him, you know?
Yeah.
Is there any indication that things would be better? Is he a different man?
He's been the opposite in a lot of ways, helping me more with the kids and very nice. But the only thing, he hasn't get a job, but he's done a lot of nice things. He's not working. No, I don't see the answer either.
Okay, but what about this anger thing that you're talking about?
He snaps, you know, here and there. Like this morning, he was doing Bible study with me, and then he got up and he say, it was a mention, I'm from Mexico, and I mentioned something about immigrants, and then he said, well, if you take things so offensive, why would you even come to my country? Stay where you are. Well, you know, I don't see what, stuff like that. And then he took off and left Matt.
Okay, that does not sound like a conversation between husband and wife where it was my country versus, oh, dear. Okay, so here's the thing.
So the abuse is there towards that.
Yeah,
you know,
but you know what? The minute he gets a job, don't you think he'd probably be out of the house there because he wouldn't need you anymore?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. You know, now why is so it
my... Okay, let's hear from Mylan and Tim.
Laura, you have all the answers. I think you do. I think you know in your heart and you know in your mind what to do. There must be some continued link to him somewhere, and I'm sure, you know, it's wonderful that you want to have mercy and grace and potentially consider letting him back in your world and life. But you just saying that I am afraid that he's going to abuse me again lets us know that you don't believe it's been resolved. And he may be going to church. He may be trying to do the right things in some areas, and that's great. But give it a lot of time and to see.
Yeah.
And it's baby steps here relationally. And but don't jump in with both feet with hopes that things have radically changed. You got a sense of it. What did you say today? You got a sense of it, and it's going to rear its ugly head on a consistent basis if there hasn't been a radical change. So
I have one more quick question. You know, he's been wanting to have sex with me, and I say no. I promise God that I will not have sex.
Of course he does.
Good.
You know, he got very upset about that, but he said, I understand, I will respect that. I don't understand why would you not want to have sex with somebody who you know. And I say, well, this is what I feel, and I've been alone for a long time, and I don't want nobody yet until God maybe send me somebody.
Are you sure that he's not manipulating you, that he's not showing you everything that you're hoping to see, or he thinks you're hoping to see, in order to be able to get back in bed with you? Does it feel like manipulation to you?
No, he's been more respectful this time that he's come back. But I do have that, a lot of doubt, and I see, like I said, I see the change, but I still don't see why he doesn't make an effort to get a job.
Well, Laura, there may be a lot of good changes that you do see, and I like very much that you are seeing the positive changes in him. Mm-hmm. And that you're willing to acknowledge that. However, as Tim and Steve are both alluding to,
you know, how much of this is real, how much of this is desperation, et cetera. So number one, I would just let him be dad. It's interesting to me you said he's now back in this area, which means he's now back around the kids, which means...
Yeah, very nicely.
Well, it's nice, but they've also, I presume, been separated from him for a while.
Yeah, and the oldest one is having a hard time accepting him.
That's right. So let him be dad and set up some agreement where he can be dad and enter into your home for that purpose. Number two, someday if you see enough hard work over time and you see him growing in terms of, as Tim said, with his program, more character developing mm-hmm. and more respect, and the anger is diminishing, and he seems to be getting healthier with time.
He's not saying go back to where you belong. I mean, that's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, and stuff
saying
like
he's
that.
Respectful, but that's not respectful.
And then maybe start dating him like you would another man, just to see if this is a person mm-hmm. I'd be interested in. Go through a formal dating process that would be in a long period of time. And I love your no stance sex. Because your no sex dance is what I tried to say.
Because no sex dance is what I think you.
I said no sex stance.
Okay.
I love that. And I think it is respectful to the Lord. And I think it is a nice boundary on your part. And you'll find out pretty soon by saying no to sex whether he really wants to get to know you mm-hmm. very well at all. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Good job, Laura.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm glad that you called us, and I will send you Mylon's book, How We Love. And I'm also going to send How We Love Our Kids, because I think that will help you with your children, see what they're going through, some of the adjustments that they need to make. And I'm really glad that you called us here. You know, we are listener-supported, and we sure do need your help. And if you've never given before, I hope and pray that you would ask God, is this a place where I should be investing my tithes and offerings? And if you are a regular giver, maybe this would be the month you could give. We really do need your help here in April. Maybe you're part of Club New Life and you want to increase your giving, or just join Club New Life. It's a wonderful group of people, over 4,000 people. So help us. If you enjoy the program, if you want us to stay on the air, please do help us. You can do that at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve.
Yes.
This is important.
Okay.
The reason we're a listener-supported radio show
yes.
and TV ministry
right.
is because we pay money as a Christian radio religious broadcasting group.
Right.
We pay money to be on the show.
That's
unlike
correct.
a lot of secular radio, you push the button and they're paying a host to be on there.
Yeah.
It's different here. We pay for the airtime that the people are listening to.
Right.
Believing that God wants this message to go forth.
Yeah.
And that's why it's to be a responsible listener. If you love the show, help keep it on the air, because we have to pay to keep it on the air. If they don't help support it, it won't stay on the air.
Mm. All right. 1-800 New Life or newlife.com. If you could help us, or if we could help you, we really do love sending people to one of over 900 counselors in our network, or sending them to one of our weekends, whether it's Every Man's Battle, the Transformation New Life Weekend, the Marriage Weekend, or the brand new Wives in the Battle, or Lose It for Life. All of those are weekends that we do, and they're transformational. You're never the same again. We'll be back right after this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433. Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Join Steve Arterburn, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and Milan Yurkovich of New Life Live for a daily time of teaching. You'll have the experience of a lifetime visiting the places where the events of Scripture really happened. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Masada, and much more. Not only will you see the sites that bring history and Scripture to life, but Stephen Curtis Chapman will perform a once-in-a-lifetime private concert. Out of these ashes, beauty will rise, and we will dance along the way. We will see it. If there was ever a trip you don't want to miss, this is it. Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Call and sign up today at 1-800-223-3855. Or for more information, visit newlife.com. Visit Israel. You will never be the same.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here, and before we go to the next caller, I want to play you a clip from Israel, and this is when I was over there in Israel. I was there at the house of Peter, and it was a really neat to see just the foundation and all where Peter was, and Jesus went into that house, and so you got to see this. Let's play the clip from Peter's house.
In Mark 1:29, it says that Jesus came from the synagogue, which is over here, and entered into the house of St. Peter, who shared it with Andrew. This is the doorway where Jesus walked in with Peter and spent many, many hours. It said that he had such a comfortable life here in Capernaum rather than in Nazareth, where things were so antagonistic. This was his home, his homeland. It's really been an eye-opener to see where he walked and where he lived as a young boy. Come join us and see it in June of 2011 and experience new life with us in the Holy Land.
So come join us. There's still time. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com and you can find out all about it.
Is that the place where the Peter Principle was developed?
It is. Andy from Manteca, California, KFIA is the station. You're our final caller, but everybody that's online, hold on. We'll get to you right after this. We're going to do another program. But, Andy, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm okay. I want to say thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get straight to it. I seem to get a lot of anxiety lately, and I just can't understand why. It's I've been doing the same type of work for a long time, but I've been at a different job for the last couple of years, but it just seems like it comes out of nowhere, and the anxiety is really, really strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just don't understand why. I know how to do my job, but it just seems to come upon me, and I don't know how to stop. I try to, you know, give it to God, but I seem to just, you know, I can't release it for some reason. I know that's what I should do.
Yeah. How old are you, Andy? How old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay.
What's it look like? What's it feel like?
What does it feel like?
Yeah.
It's like my heart races and my mind. I just want to scream and I just feel like I have a fear, like I can't do my job, even though I do my job. And if I, it seems to me sometimes that I cry out to God, and every time I cry out, he takes it away.
Mm.
But I can't seem to consistently do that. It seems like I forget in between, and it just, I don't know why it comes upon me now.
Okay, now who are you connecting with over all the things that are going on in your life?
Well, I have, I'm part of a Celebrate Recovery.
Are you telling them this stuff?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And let me put it to you this way. About 6-7 years ago, I was part of the Celebrate, and I had drugs and alcohol problem, and I have not had any of those issues.
Oh, good for you.
For so many years, I have, and God has really taken that away, and He used Celebrate Recovery to do that.
But you know what He left?
Excuse me?
Do you know what he left? You said the Lord has taken away the drugs and alcohol, but do you know what's left over?
What? Other than anxiety?
Well, the anxiety that the drugs and alcohol were medicating for many years. There's a reason, maybe, why you turned to drugs and alcohol, and I'm wondering how chaotic your childhood was and why you had to turn to drugs and alcohol to make it all go away.
My dad died when I was four,
yeah.
So I never really had a dad.
Yeah.
And
So what pain were you taking away? What pain were you taking away with drugs and alcohol?
I never quite fully understood why I felt like I had to do it. I mean, I worked all the steps, but I don't know
my point,
one single thing.
Andy, my point, I'm kind of going a little fast here because we're running up against the hour. I just
That's
want you
okay.
to know, though, that with the drugs and alcohol gone, a lot of times people are left with the underlying anxiety start to bubble up, mm-hmm. especially at midlife. What do you think, Tim?
Well, if you can name it, you can begin to tame it, but you said you don't even know all the root cause issues, and so you need to continue to do work to name what is going on and what has gone on. You might have something called generalized anxiety disorder. You might have.
I just wrote that down.
Oh, you did?
Yes,
you might
I was
have
thinking the
panic
same thing.
Attacks
mm-hmm.
that are impending panic attacks. And so if your functioning continues to be impacted or impacted more as days go on, you may have to consider getting some medication to help you with that as you work through some of these issues, especially if you're it's impacting your work and other things. So
yes, I try to stay away from the medication.
I understand.
I know,
I
but
understand.
It could. Yeah.
But, you know, I just got an email from a lady, and the Lord spoke to her and said, the medication is your path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that's for everybody, but for some people, it is.
And it's short-term. It's as you're working through things, because if things slide, and God forbid they will, you don't want to lose your job and other things because you've become paralyzed, and sometimes panic attacks can cause that.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a copy of the book Transformation, and it will help you with your anxiety if you'll apply those seven keys to the problem, and we'll get that out to you. You're listening to New Life Live, and we have had Tim Koldarn on, who is the founder of Promise Village. Tell me five things that a person might see in their child that would indicate they need to call you and see if they could get you, the child into Promise Village.
Anger, defiance,
okay.
or rebellion.
Uh-huh.
I think school underachievement,
mm-hmm.
Drug use,
okay.
and family conflict.
I mean,
intense family conflicts.
Yeah. Okay. So if that describes your child, maybe you should give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you all about that. You know the things that we do, counselors, our weekends, all of that. You know that we need your help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call, no matter what your question is. Mylon, let's close out the program with some scripture. What are you thinking about today?
There's this great verse that the group of Pharisees say to a blind man who had been healed after he's teaching them some things about the great things Jesus had done. They said, how could you, who born entirely in sin, be teaching us?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so ironic because they were born in sin too,
mm-hmm.
but they've
right.
forgotten their origins.
Yeah.
And when we fail to remember our pain and our origins of pain, that's when we can't accept others. That's
yeah.
when we don't accept others' healing journey, and we don't accept our own. The humble place to be is to always remember the place of pain where
yeah.
we started. And that's what communion's all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's remembering the pain of the cross that paid for my sin. And when we forget that we were born in sin too,
mm-hmm.
we've lost our bearings.
Well, I tell you, I've never forgotten that I not only was born in sin, but I continued to sin after birth. And quite regularly, too. And
yeah.
what a great thing when your life moves beyond, okay, good, bad, right, wrong. I was moral today, immoral yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But you get on with this mission in life that's so much greater
mm-hmm.
than yes, no, right, wrong. Those things need to become so integrated into you that you're unconscious of the good things that you do. They just come natural to you. That's what we want to see happen for you. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com, especially Promise Village. If you have a child or know of a child that may need some help, you call us and we'll connect you there. Milan Yurkovich. He is the author of How We Love with his wife Kay and the brand new book How We Love Our Kids. And maybe your kids don't look like this, but they could. If you'll just read this book, that's the way they'll turn out.
I have no idea who those kids are.
Yeah, me either. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.